You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Currently, there's 99,000 children in persistent poverty according to the newly released official statistics NZ definition, which was released on Friday. I spoke to Child Poverty Action Group researcher Harry Yushi about the new statistics regarding the persistent poverty being prominent in children's lives and how new long-term approaches have been proposed to combat the 99,000 in poverty. Okay, so my first question to you regarding the 99,000. Addressing the 99,000 children in persistent poverty, it was meant that we are truly tackle persistent children in poverty in New Zealand, we need to take a multifactorial long-term approach, which includes the provision of high-quality and affordable housing. What are some of the multifactorial long-term approaches that have been proposed, and what are the proposed rates of change to combat the growing number of children in persistent poverty?
So originally, the conceptualization and definition of persistent poverty measure for Child Poverty Reduction Act included a longitudinal survey that tried to create and generate data about the most multifaceted factors in creating persistent poverty. So this included data on housing and housing well-being, as well as other factors such as educational attainment. Now, because of the defunding of living in Aotearoa longitudinal study, we no longer have any access to those data. And the new release definition of persistent poverty really just focusing on people's households' income alone and doesn't really address or highlight the role of other factors in generating and creating persistent poverty.
Thank you so much for answering that. In our sense, where will the number of children in persistent poverty be prognosed to change, and how will it change? Is that a possibility for the New Zealand economy at the moment?
I think with this current definition at 9.4%, which is around 1 in 10 children, I think that picture might be more severe if we had after housing data, because historically, just for example, taking last year, if we're using the after housing cost poverty line, we have 1 in 5 children in poverty. And if we take before housing incomes, and that drops down about 8 percentile points to 12.6%. That's about 1 in 8 children. So it is clear that housing plays a significant role in creating poverty and keeping families in poverty. With the current outlook and the current policy directions, where it's more shifting towards boosting up or re-kickstarting our housing economy and potentially speculation in the private market, and along with recent government decisions to weaken the support for housing, such as a accommodation supplement and reduced funding for Kāinga to build more public housing, it is a worrying picture for future child poverty rate and persistent poverty that it will improve in the immediate future.
And our third question is, when does support for children in prolonged poverty? It was mentioned that it is unacceptable that there are so many experiencing prolonged deprivations as defined by 3 out of 4 years. It is vital for the government to deliver support without further delay. What are some of the supports that have been rolled out to aid these children? Will there be a chance to see these supports stem from their homes and expand into other areas?
Yeah, I think it is a moment for the New Zealand society to call for a nationalized strategy on poverty reduction rather than relegating poverty reduction or child poverty reduction towards a single goal under certain ministries' responsibility. I think it is important that we take a trans-ministry approach to reducing child poverty. And this is because poverty is experienced and has disproportionate outcome in different aspects, such as education, the labor market, housing, and healthcare, and even beyond those. So it is very important that we tackle those all together at the same time. And I would like to say that if you look at the recent historical data of child poverty, the income situation of the very low households actually improved with short-term and immediate-term policies that targeted transferring wealth to the lower echelon of our society. So this includes increasing benefit payments, but also targeting increasing minimum wage that far outweighs the inflation of the year. And that has had a positive impact on reducing the rate of child poverty.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And when mentioning a holistic plan to help all children constrained by poverty, especially those experiencing the deep and most entrenched poverty, what would a cross-ministerial strategy look like, and where would it be implemented first and foremost?
I think it should begin with a recognition that is existing and entrenched inequality within our society, and to look at how we can better redistribute the resources that's available in our society in a more equal and just manner. I think it's only when this conversation about addressing inequality within New Zealand that we can begin to move forward and think about the targeted policies we can implement.
As mentioned, a long-term national poverty reduction strategy is needed, and not just short-term policy fixes. What previous strategies have been used as feedback to further push this need?
I would say I have to draw a long-term and international example for this case, because I think there's that, and this is partly why we really welcome this measure of persistent poverty in New Zealand, because there's that long-term perception of New Zealand being a very developed country. And for the longest time before the Act was introduced, there's a general lack of public recognition that we have a severe problem or issue of a lot of children in New Zealand being in poverty. And generally, in terms of poverty, nationalized poverty reduction policy strategies is generally being utilized and implemented in more developing nations and other continents. And that's usually reliant on foreign aid or grants from intergovernmental or intragovernmental organizations like the World Bank and the UN. But I think it is important for the New Zealand public to recognize that we have a superior problem of child poverty and structural inequality, and we need to do more to reach our goal of halving poverty by 2028 and becoming a more sustainable economy that has very little level of wealth inequality.
That was Child Poverty Action Group researcher Harry Yu Shi on the statistics of children in persistent poverty, incoming support for these children, and a long-term national poverty reduction strategy is needed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.